Welcome to the Agent Leader Podcast. My name is Brent Kelly, your host. Thanks so much for joining me on this episode. Hoping that you and your agency are continuing to have great success. And for us, I know at the Sitkins Group, we are in a new year, just like you are. And there's some really exciting things that are happening with what we're doing and work with independent insurance agencies, all tied to our mission. And you've heard me say this before, if you've been a listener of this podcast, is our mission is to help you gain clarity, build consistency, and make a commitment to become your best version possible. And we have been teasing myself and my very special and return guest. I'll go ahead and give it away. It's Roger Sitkins, my very special guest today. We've been teasing this for a while, that we have a book coming out. We also have a movie that's coming out to help independent insurance agencies coming out, both titled Best Version Possible. And so if you are I know we've got some people that watch the podcast first and listen, you see behind me, you'll see behind Roger, some of our screens of the Best Version. I actually have the book. Roger's got the book in our hands. We just finally got them officially. We've been chomping at the bit. There's been a little bit of a delay. There's this thing called COVID that's been happening for a while, made some delays in some of the shipping and all that, but we officially have it. And I want to do today with Roger, obviously bringing Roger on for a couple of reasons. He's the co-author of the book with me. We wrote this together. And also, I guess we're I don't know if I should use the word co-stars, Roger, but we're co-actors, so to speak, co-players in the movie as well. And so I just want to talk and take some time for you, the agent podcast listener, to understand why did we do this project? And of course, what is it going to mean for you, the independent insurance agency owner, and you know, the impact that it's going to have, and just to help you to get ultimately freedom. And we'll talk more about that in a little bit. But before I get into talking to Roger, I want to have Roger say some opening comments. I'm going to go ahead and give you the links, and they'll be in the show notes as well around the podcast. You'll be able just to click them. But if you now go to Sitkins.com, obviously our website, Sitkins.com, you can hit /BVP, best version possible. That'll take you to the book. And then if you go to Sitkins.com/VIP, it'll take you to the movie. As a podcast listener, you'd be our VIP movie watcher. But Sitkins.com, BVP and VIP, you can go check those out. Take a look at the book, watch the movie. I know you'll really enjoy it and what we're doing. And I think it's not just a tactical lesson, but emotionally, what, again, some of these things will mean for you as the independent insurance agency owner. So Roger, welcome to the podcast. Any opening comments before I talk more about what we're doing and the impact that it has?
Well, we're excited about the impact this can have on agencies. And certainly for us, it's a marketing piece. There's no question about it. But more importantly, it's a way that we can reach more people with our message about being the best version possible. We've talked about it on the podcast. Certainly it's core foundational, all of the programs we do. And people for years, Brent, as I shared with you when we started the project, people for years ago, you should write a book. Okay. But I never felt that I had a strong enough topic that could have the impact that this has had. And since we started using the term best version possible, you know it's working if it becomes sticky. Yep. And since we started using it, we're getting so many people go, okay, I'm working towards my best version possible. Then when they started using BVP, I'm on the way to my BVP, we knew it was sticky, and we knew there was something there that could have a major impact on literally thousands of people. So we went ahead with the book, and then on top of that, we said, well, where else can we go? So we did a video documentary, and it shares a lot of the intellectual property we have, but even more importantly, it shares experiences of agency owners and producers and what they get out of the program. So at a minimum, there'll be some tremendous learning for people when they get the book and or the movie. So we're really excited about it. We want to impact people. I look at impact, and gosh, we talk about this so much, but one of the things we know, and I think we've probably mentioned this in one of your podcasts before, but when we look at the independent agency distribution system, we all know it's a great business. And the reality is that 80% of agencies don't have to do what we talk about. They get to that semi-successful trap, really. It's not a bad trap, but they get semi-successful and they're making pretty good money, and it's a lifestyle agency. And they, I don't know if they need us. I think they need us. But more importantly, they don't really want it. They're happy where they are. And again, what a great business that you can do that. Be an entrepreneur and build a nice business. The top 2% of agencies don't need us. They've got it nailed. And so what we're really aiming at with the programs and helping agencies become the best version possible is that middle 18% of agencies that have said, doggone it, there is a better version of us waiting. And if we can commit to continual and never-ending improvement, that we're going to get better all the time. That's really what this is about. So I'm really excited to share this today.
Yeah, we Rogers, you know, very well that, you know, we do ongoing training programs, and we just kicked off all of our training programs this January. And it's fun. It's so neat to see new faces. There's some returning faces and all that. But one of the conversations that came up was just this continual quest for learning and growth. And, you know, obviously that's what we're about. And, you know, one of those things that we talk a lot about, in fact, we give, I don't know how many book recommendations in some of our programs, but a lot. We give, you know, resources to here's our recommended reading list and all of that. And you know, it always kind of makes me chuckle. In fact, I think I had this conversation this week, was that people are like, yeah, it looks really good, but I don't think I want to spend 15 or 20 bucks to get that book. And, you know, it's like, you've got, yeah, depending on what the book is about, but certainly, you know, these growth, these business books, sales, marketing, you name it, you've got people who invested blood, sweat, tears, failure again, you know, right? And they're saying, hey, here's some things that I really took away, I want to share with you. And it's like, wow, what a great gift. And, you know, again, I'm going to speak for you a little bit here. I certainly, you know, we co-authored this book. You know, I shared some of my experiences and things that we talk about and teach. But I'll just tell you, I know you're not going to say this, Roger, but I will. 40 years of working with independent insurance agencies. It's in a book. Like, read the book. Again, I can say this because you won't say it, Roger, but I will. And I just want people to understand the value of that. And again, why we did it. And you're right, Roger. People have asked, you know, even me, you know, why don't you write a book? Why don't you write a book? Why don't you write a book? And now it's like, here you go. So we're really excited about that. Same thing with the movie. I will just add this too as a why. You know, I mentioned the mission, but we use the word catalyst. I want to be a catalyst. We want to be a catalyst to help you get that BVP. And, you know, certainly we talk a lot about organic growth and profitability. And you talk, Roger, in the book and in the movie a little bit about, you know, agencies losing millions of value. It's true. But it all starts with this quest of what is my BVP? And I think that's what people have really connected with. Even we had that conversation many years ago now in Atlanta. And I asked you about what is your best version, and you were up all night and you told this story before. And it's like, what does that mean? What does that look like? And now we have agencies that are going, I know we want growth. I know we want profitability. You know, I know we want better relationships and better culture. Where do we start? And I think not only has BVP or best version possible, what's been neat is it's transformed from this mentality, which is so important, this attitude, which is so important. I want to be the best version of me. But now in the book, and we talk about this in the movie, we've turned this into a process. There's an actual process of a best version possible. And so what I want to do for the listeners too, Roger, and I'll take a couple of these, and maybe you can take a couple of these.
I will go to page 47.
Well, yeah, when you get the book, go to page 47 and you'll get it. You're thinking, hold on, I don't have the book yet. Again, you can order and get your book as soon as possible. But in the book, and we talk about this, is that really it's a simple, but not easy process. And we talk about that a lot. It is simple. There's really four basic steps to this. Most agencies aren't committed to really understanding, being aware, and going deep in these areas. And so the four steps, the best version possible process. And if you're a listener, you've heard, you know, I'm sure aspects of this before, but number one is alignment. You know, and we've done a whole podcast on this, Roger, of alignment, but it's so foundational, but so missed. Is that, you know, well, I want the producers to go produce, and, you know, we want to go achieve this and do X and do Y, do Z. Well, have you communicated as a team of what that means and how you're going to work together? And of course, Roger, something that we love to say because it's sticky is, do we have the same goal but different roles in the agency? So step one is alignment. And, you know, you think about it and you think about a car, and you use this, Roger, because it's such a good analogy. A car going down the road, if you got one wheel that's out of alignment, it's and eventually you got a major problem. And so we talk a lot in the book, in the movie, and of course in our programs about how do we truly get aligned? So that's step number one, Roger. I don't know if you want to add more to that and then get into step two, but I'm going to turn it over to you.
No, I just think everybody envisions the bouncing going along, and I'll bet a lot of them are going, it might be my agency right now because we're not all on the same path. And the second phase is the green zone, which we've talked about in the podcast before. And it's one of the really, really sticky things that we really articulated over the last 18 months or so. The fact that producers are either in the green zone or the red zone. The green zone is when they're doing the four things that earn them green, earn money. Sales, the continuation process, not the renewal process, relationship management, and pipeline building. Those four things are the producer's job. And what we want is we want them, and our programs drive them into that green zone 80% of the time. The sad news is, and we talk about this on the movie too, is the average producer spending 80% of their time in the red zone. They're caught in the service trap. They hide behind activities. They might even be lying to themselves, but they're not doing the things that get great results. And so the green zone winds up being one of the key performance indicators we measure, TSS, time spent selling. So the goal, again, let's go 80%. Now, what if we're only at 29 and we get to 40? We've doubled our sales capacity. Mm-hmm. But if we get to 60, we've tripled it. And it's just a matter, and you know, you use the thing about mindset. It's a mindset that as an agency, we're working towards best version possible. As an agency, we're going to be aligned. As an agency, our producers are going to strive for 80% in the green zone. Tell them the next one, Brent.
So yeah, alignment, and you'll see this in the book and the movie, but alignment, then green zone. And then, you know, we've got to retain and refer. Right. I mean, there's a retention strategy. It's like, oh, well, of course we got to have a retention strategy, but are we really utilizing it? And Roger, you already used the term with one of the four key money-making activities. Do we have a continuation strategy or continuation process versus just, well, all the renewals coming up and all those kind of things? I mean, you know, I know I overuse sports analogies, but gosh darn it, Roger, they're easy to understand. You know, you think about, you know, step number one is, you know, are we calling the same play together? And do we have people in the right positions, right? Like it's that. Number two is, are we actually getting on the field? Now, number three, and then maybe you want to use football or any sport, but it's like, we got to play defense to create our offense. And I think they both go together. And, you know, the continuation thing that I always talk about is, you know, well, first of all, let me back up a second. And this is something that we talk a lot about Sitkins. Isn't it interesting that what a great business this is that around 90% or so of most agencies, that's the retention rate. It's pretty good. Now, it can be better, and a few points can make a huge difference, and we talk about that. But then, way less than 10%, in many cases, more like 3 to 5%, actually do a good enough job to earn referrals. And, you know, Roger, you say this a million times. I echo it. Your best clients, they want to help you. Let them. And create a process around that to make that more feasible, to make that more of something that's not just a, oh yeah, but that's the way that we do it at our agency. We do such a good job on that. So step three is, again, the idea of how to retain at a higher level and how do we do such a good job that we're not just asking for referrals, but we're earning referrals. And we're very focused upon that. So that's step three, Roger. I don't know if you want to add anything to that.
Well, yeah, I absolutely do. I can't leave that one because a lot of people are going, that's old school.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
That's simple. Now, why aren't you doing it? Like, mm-hmm. you know, so many times I've heard somebody say that. I'll say, well, I'll tell you what, ask me for a referral right now. Mm-hmm. Share with me your referral process. Yeah. Just walk me through it. Will, you know, anybody wants to buy insurance? No, that's not it. There's a very specific process. It's simple, but as you said earlier, Brent, it's not easy. If it's easy, everybody would be doing it. One of the things we've been challenging people with, even the group that started this week, we had 80 some producers in the program. I asked them a question. I said, if the 80-20 rule is real for you, and it is in 99.9% of the time, top 20% of your customers are 80% of your revenue. If you don't believe that, look at your own numbers. And everybody goes, yeah, we know. Okay. What if just half of the top 20% of your customers gave you a referral? What's your closing ratio on a referral? Especially if you get into some of the other things we're going to talk about and do them right. Most agencies, if you take the whole agency overall, the top 20% in each part of the agency, if half of them gave a referral, the agency couldn't handle the new business. Mm-hmm. But we waste so much money on other marketing things versus saying, let's get back to the basics. So it's crucial. It's crucial. Of course, the fourth step is obtain. What are we going to do to obtain future ideal clients? So you notice we don't necessarily get into a whole bunch of new selling activities until we get aligned, until we get our time spent selling, our green zone where it needs to be, where we're taking care of our best customers, which is a great experience. And we have a very specific, there are about three or four options in it, but a very specific referral process that works 80 to 90% of the time when you follow the process, okay? So now you're looking at it saying, okay, how good or how cool would it be? Would it be best version possible in my agency if 80 to 90% of all the new business we wrote in the coming year, our best year ever, came from a referral? I mean, how cool is that? And these are, again, basic things for the 97th time. But also, it's not just getting the referral. It's what's the unique selling process you have behind it? How do you differentiate? One of the things we talk about so much are points of differentiation. And quite frankly, it's simple, but it's one of the toughest things to get people to do. So pay attention to that if you're listening. And Brent, you, one of the many things you've added to our programs, I just love this saying, and they've heard it before. You can't have a differentiated selling system if you don't know how you're different. And if you're hearing you guys are all the same, yeah, go ahead and we quote it every 3 years, give us a quote, whatever. You're not different. What is it you're doing to literally just get to the point where the prospect, which we don't even use the term future ideal client, says, gee, no one's ever asked me that before. No one's ever shown me that before. I was never not aware of that before. Well, that's what Obtain is all about. So when we get to the point of alignment, green zone, retain, referrals, and Obtain, that's the whole process. Now, within every one of them, of course, Brent, we're talking about what's the best version possible, because there are a lot of processes within that. But as long as we're always working towards that, this continual and never-ending improvement, one of the phrases, in fact, it's in our movie a couple of times, the results are predictable and guaranteed.
Yep. Yep. It's, you know, I'm with you too, Roger. It's like, oh, well, yeah, I know that. You know, this is a question I ask producers in particular all the time. It's like, if you're telling yourself, I know that, well, you're doing yourself a disservice. Ask yourself the question, how well am I doing that?
Yeah.
Right. That's the question, because, you know, within these layers, it's, you know, I go, oh, well, yeah, I know that we should be aligned. I know that we should have the producers producing. I know that we should be doing things to have a more specific and repeatable continuation process that earns and delivers more referrals. I know that we should be focused on future ideal clients and having a unique and pods that we talk about. I know. And everyone else go, well, rate yourself. How well are you doing? What's the performance level? Well, it's not so good. Okay. Well, let's start something. Again, this is, you know, goes back to just the impact that we really want to make and use that word with agencies, is because it's just so fun to see. And obviously from our end as coaches, but from the agency side, obviously, that, you know, we talk about what's the result of all of this stuff, right? When you begin to see agencies, and you'll see this in the movies, some of the testimonials in the book, some of the success stories, what does it mean? Well, there's one word that really jumps off the top of the page for me: freedom, right? Getting agencies to have some freedom. And, you know, what I want to wrap up, and Roger, you can add some closing comments here from what you think, but, you know, I look at, there's four freedoms that agencies are looking to get. And number one, it's freedom with their time. You know, I know some people and some agencies that are doing pretty well financially, but boy, are they stressed. And boy, are they like, you know, it's great that we're doing all right and we have some growth, but I'm not having any fun, or I'm stuck, or I got to figure out somewhere to enjoy some of this. Well, it comes back to time. And so we talk a lot in our process of what we can do to leverage that at a better level. And again, just as you say so well, Roger, it's not about time management, it's about situation management. Put yourself in the right situation. So freedom of time, freedom of relationships. And this is just in working with the right people internally and externally. I mean, I know agencies that are doing pretty well, or at least that I first start talking to. Yeah, we're doing all right. They don't like anybody on their team. Their days are miserable. That's no fun. Hopefully, if you're listening, you're not at that point, but it's like there's friction, there's conflict, there's uncertainty, there's lack of clarity. And then, of course, they're working with every single client they could get their hands on, and they go, well, I don't know why, back to running out of time. Well, because you've got the wrong relationships. So freedom of working with the right people internally and externally. Obviously, freedom of money. That's where a lot of people start. I want to make more money. By the way, Roger, we say this, revenue doesn't fix all the problems, just most of them.
Well, net new revenue. Yeah, net new revenue doesn't solve all your problems, just most of them.
Net new revenue doesn't solve all your problems, just most of them, right?
So you're doing the right stuff to get a high net new revenue, and you're not falling into the trap of this 5 or 6% like everybody else. You're 2x, 3x on your organic growth rate.
And it's just, you know, the financial freedom of that just gives you opportunities to do the things that you want to do with who you want to do them, when you want to do them, how you want to do them. It's just that freedom. And then the last one, I think this gets missed. And some people are like, oh, Brent, that's a touchy-feely thing. But I'm telling you, it makes a big difference. Freedom of purpose. Going back to doing what you love to do and knowing what you do really matters. In fact, I had a conversation yesterday with a group of people in our training. And I was just talking about that. You know, people say, well, I'm just an agent, or I'm just a producer. I'm just a service professional. I'm just a whatever. And maybe they don't use the word just, but you can just tell. It's like, yeah, just getting through stuff. Well, no, what you do really matters. There's a purpose behind it. You got to go back and live it and own it. Because when you do that, you wake up every day with intention and excitement. And it all goes to that best version possible. So those are the four freedoms that I know Roger, myself, our team, we want to help agencies get to. So with that, I know I've been talking here quite a bit, Roger, and I want to get it to you for any final words, thoughts that you'd like to share.
Well, it's been 40 years. It's actually been a little bit more than 40 years now. And I've learned a lot of things. And I've been very blessed in my career to have great clients that become great friends, have great team members like you, Brent. And this was just a chance for me to get it into a package, filter out all the stuff that may or may not sound good, and just say, okay, let's get down to the basics. What does a best version possible look like? And when people started mouthing it back, I said, you know what? Maybe this is a legacy issue. Maybe it's a legacy issue. But I do know this, that when people commit to best version possible, it's amazing how the mindset changes. And when the whole team says, okay, are we being our best version possible? What does it look like? And by the way, everybody's different. Mm-hmm. It's not a cookie cutter or a rubber stamp that this is exactly what it looks like.
Right.
But it's a way to guide agencies. I think that maybe the most important word of all of this is alignment. Because when we get everybody aligned, like you talked about, the beauty of it is that then, and I absolutely love the statement, you said it real quickly, then we're in a situation where we have the same goal, but different roles. And the goal is real simple, retaining and obtaining ideal clients. The roles are all different, but let's get them aligned. That's how a best version possible agency operates. And that's what the book and the movie are about. And then more importantly, that's what we do with the clients we work with. It's not for everybody. There may not be a fit, but at least take a look at the book and you'll learn some things you didn't know before.
Yeah. Well, thanks for sharing that, Roger. And again, it's all of this, again, your knowledge, but our team's knowledge and experiences, and just taking it and be able to give something back to people out there, independent insurance agencies, in the marketplace. And so I want to thank you for listening. I know this was, more of an announcement, but hopefully I think you did get some value just thinking about some things. And of course, we want to invite you to go get the book. We're going to invite you to check out the movie. So again, sitkins.com/BVP. is the book, and sitkins.com/VIP to check out the movie. And again, they're going to be in the show notes as well. As we'll continue to roll out podcasts this year, as always, if you can like it or share it, subscribe, whatever podcast platform you're listening to, we'd appreciate that. We want to continue to give value out there in the marketplace. So with that, wish you all the best in your success. Thanks for listening.
Best version possible.